You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast, brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Wednesday's edition of the podcast, where we'll be looking ahead to the Irish meeting at Nace. And you'll hear the racing live on Racing Radio, of course, with Gordon Brown, Gary Capewell and Chris Pimlott in the studio for all of the action. But ahead of all that, joining me, Sam Norris, to look ahead to the card at Nace is our Irish expert, Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
How are you today?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, really. Yeah, nice 2 days in the office. Nice bit of interaction with the emailers. Kevin was in good form, who I work with, and yeah, DK was running the ship last night. I thought it went quite well. I think me and Ken found quite a few wins at Kempton, which is not normally my happy hunting ground, I must admit, but yeah, it was one of those fluky kind of nights, really, when managed to drop on a couple.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where they come from, doesn't matter how you find them, really, does
no,
it?
No, it doesn't, no, take them all.
What do you make of the card at Nace today, then? There's a couple of lively betting heats.
There is, yeah. It's going to be run on softish ground. This time of year, usually on the straight track, you want to be looking at high numbered horses when the ground is such. And those maidens, yeah, the 3:25 and the 4 o'clock look quite promising. So yeah, can't wait to cover those in great detail.
Yeah, that's right. We'll start though with the 2:15. We'll dive straight into the betting for this Nace card. We've got a 6 furlong handicap to start proceedings today. And joint favourites here at the time of recording in Ulala and Mutazen, who are both 5-1. Espresso Brasileiro is 6-1. 13-2 for Chaplin Bay. Gladly is a 7's chance, and it's 10-1 for Lahada, and bigger prices for the rest of them. What did you like in this one, Andy?
Well, I'd certainly be very respectful of both the two William McCreary trained horses here. And I'm going to go with Ulala on this occasion, because out of the two, the other being, of course, Espresso Brasileiro, who I napped last week. I just think the draw is going to be more in her favour than Stable Companion, the colt. I think they've both got excellent chances. I think that Espresso Brasileiro is quite a nice horse. I actually thought he was just a little bit too prominent and a bit too keen the other day when he ran at the stall on that background. Prior to that, of course, he was night catching eighth at Roscommon when he got no run, and I'm sure that caught by Luke De Vega will be found an opportunity by Willie McCreary. I don't know much about the jockey, though, I'm afraid. Valdir de Souza. I suppose he's got de Souza by his end of his name. He's got to be okay. But the yard is absolutely flying, and I do think he's going to take a hand here. But that horse is drawn 4, whereas Ulala is drawn stall 17 of 17. And I've got a feeling that that is going to be the best place to be on the track. She does stay very well. She stays 7 furlongs the last 3 runs. She's been running over 7. She's won with great credit and all. Those last 3 performances, 6 beyond Captain Cullen at the Curragh, and then a good 4th of the day in a decent 3-hour handicap, which has already begun to work out well. The third, Ike Bergman, who was a bit unlucky in that race, he won the other day at Listowel. So I think that form is really solid. She's run quite well here before. She finished 4th behind Harry Prince here last year from the Ballydore operation. And she's the class act in the race. She's a worthy favourite. And at 5-1, I think she's a good each-way bet. But do keep your eye on that Espresso Brasileiro, however he gets on.
Ulala gets the vote then to beat Stable Companion home in that opening 2:15 contest. The second race on the card comes up at 2:50. We've got another 6 furlong handicap to look forward to here. Angelica heads affairs at 7-2. 7-1 for Dragon Khan. II Skipper is 10-1. Same price as National Service. Rigid Rock, Hard Times and Barbecue, then it's 11-1. But those... plenty of runners here, Andy, but this Jellicoe has been well found in the market. 7-2 from 5-1 already this morning.
Yep, no great surprise. I do like these informed fillies this time of year, and she very much slots into what kind of thing I'm looking for in a race like this. First of all, she arises off the back of a win, Listowel, when she came from a long way back in a decent time. She's got form at the track. She finished 2nd to Dunard Prince early on in the season in April. But that day she was drawn on the inside and she challenged at the inside, which is definitely not the place to be on yielding to soft ground. So therefore, you can probably upgrade that performance. But similarly to my selection in the first, hopefully that'll pay off with Ooh La La drawn 17-17. Jalika's got an incredibly good draw here as well to take advantage of. She's drawn 18 of the 20 runners. So I think she's going to be running down the quickest part of the track as well to boot. So she does tick quite a few boxes here. I didn't think this was a particularly strong-looking race. There's lots of in-and-out performers who have either just gone backwards after decent mid-season campaigns, and a lot of them won't want this soft ground or ground as soft as this, whereas Jalika will absolutely love it. So she's very, very difficult to get away from. William Hill have took evasive action. You can still get slightly bigger in the village. And again, similar to the first one, Ooh La La, I think she's a really solid each-way bet with four places on offer.
Another one from a wide draw, then in the 254. Andy Jilica getting the vote in that one. We'll go ahead to the 325. Then this one is the 7 furlong maiden for the fillies. And Kiol Angara is the 13-8 favourite here. 5-2 about Etched. Kalisma is 5-1. 5-1 also about Rose of Tralee. Dewdrop is 10-1. It's 14s bar those. Aidan O'Brien sends three out here, but it's the Jim Bolger runner who's got the best form on paper, Andy.
Yeah, just about, yeah. Cornel Gray. I must admit, I wouldn't be overboard about that run at the Curragh. It was a promising run. I think the horse that beat it, Zafana, from the Weld camp, he's okay. And obviously Coolmore was well fancied and was a bit of a disappointment. But it was a very slow time. And I don't really know what to make of her, really. I think she's up to winning a race like this. But it wouldn't be the biggest shock in the world that she got beat either at that sort of round the 13-8 mark. There's a couple of really nice horses in this, by the way. And William Hill have gone 15-2 about a horse I think will run a big race here, and that is Rose of Tralee. Now, she comes out of a very, very strong maiden early on in the season. It went the way of Tanaza, who Dermot Well thinks the absolute world of. Back in second, of course, was Minding, who, as we all know, went on to win the Moy Glare Stud Group 1 the other week. And basically, that race was just a very hot maiden. Rose of Tralee was the big eye-catcher in that race. She certainly didn't get a overly punishing ride by Fran Berry, held up at the back of the field, but she didn't have come home very eye-catchingly, you know, and she was going on 2-1 at the end, and she was closing in on those good horses, and that was such a promising effort. I can't believe that she's the price she is this morning. I had to make her very, very close to favourite, if not the market leader here on the back of that form. Obviously, you've got to take on board the likes of Etched and Kalisima. I think she's better than Drew Drop and all those horses that are in and around her price. And as I said, I don't think the favourite's anything special either. So I think this has really got opportunity for us to get stuck into this Rose of Tralee. And I make it, at the price, is the best bet on the card from an each-way perspective.
Rose of Tralee then getting a strong vote for Andy in that 325. The next race on the card comes up at 4 o'clock. We've got another 7 furlong maiden to look forward to here. And Blue de Vega heads affairs at 13-8. Schubert is 15-2. Mizar's the one they're coming for. It's halved in price this morning, 7-1 from 14s. Afzal is 8-1. Same price about Tribal Beat. And it's 10-1 bar those. Three more again go from the Ballydoyle operation, Andy. And this doesn't look a bad maiden at all.
Yeah, I think this is quite a hot little race, you know. I think the favourite's a smashing horse, Blue de Vega. I'd make him an absolute stick on here if he wasn't drawn so badly. I still think he's capable of winning, mind, because I think he's got loads of quality. And if any horse can do it, he can. He was absolutely, totally asleep when the gates opened the other day at Dundalk, and it ruined his chances completely. He was sent off favourite, so obviously Michael O'Callaghan had... the word was out that he was very special, but he didn't offer run a special race considering how far back he was. He got himself into an awful track position, but God almighty, didn't this horse come out very strongly, and he only got beat half a length and three quarters of a length respectively at the line, and you very much marked him down as a horse to follow. As I said, Nace on the round track, you need to be close to the pace here, particularly on the 7 furlong track. They kick turning into the home straight, and if you're too far back, the race is over. And from stall 16, Emin McMorrow is hopefully going to hope that this horse is a bit brighter out the boxes this time. Otherwise, he's going to be in behind horses and having to row against the tide. I think he'll probably win if he does break cleanly. But if he doesn't, I do think the money in the direction of Mizar is very much not misplaced. He was an eye-catching seventh in that very hot maiden at the Curragh, which Smash Williams has won. Of course, that horse has gone on to win a Group 2 subsequently. The likes of Moral High Ground and several others in behind have all come out and... suggested that form is really hot. Got a really nice draw here as well, Kevin Prendergast Charge. Hopefully he'll handle the ground. That's the only unknown quantity. But he also is a very promising type. And at 10-1, you certainly could see where punters are coming from backing him. And he's a good each-way alternative to the very, very promising Blue de Vega, who should take all the beating with a good break.
Plenty to think about then in that 4 o'clock contest. We'll go ahead to the 4:35. Then this one is a 7 furlong handicap. And at the time of recording here, we've got co-favourites of 4. Katimovic, Wexford Opera, Angel of Joy and 3 Bells are all a 6-1 price this morning. 15-2 for Papa Billy. Joe Isle is an 8-1 chance. Double figure quotes for the rest of them. Co-favourites of 4, Andy, where do you start?
I'll start with Joella, my selection. Ran about 8-10-1 this morning on the morning line. A fairly consistent type. Does like the track here at Nace, which counts for a lot. He's got a good draw as well. And because he's got the speed to hold his position, being a 6-furlong stroke, 7-furlong horse, he's quite adaptable between those distances. He's got the right combination that you're looking for here. And providing he's quite handy enough turning into the home straight, which is usually his remit, then he's going to be very difficult to get out of the frame here, I'd imagine. You'd certainly respect Wexford Opera, who comes out of a race which is working out well down in Garen the other day. He was fourth behind Dalian, but Ningzai, who was 6-1 the other day at Navan, so that form's already taken an instant positive. And Katimovic was a more than respectable ninth in, I think, what was a very good Irish Cambridge this year. Of course, Portage, who was second, is one of the favourites to win the English version at Newmarket over the weekend, so that form's obviously going to be represented here by Dermot Wells' four-year-old. But at the prices this morning, because of his track form, he's well drawn and the way he likes to race, I think Joella is worth an each-way interest there.
OK, Joella in that 4:35. Finally, the penultimate race on the card today comes up at 5:10. We've got a one-mile premier nursery handicap, and they bet like this the time recording. Land of Hope and Glory is 5-4 favourite, 6-1 about Jefferson Davis. Glamorous Approach is a 7th chance, 9-1 for 7 left, 10-1 Minchai, and 12-1 or bigger prices the rest of them. Decent bit of prize money on offer here, Andy, and it's attracted a good field of juveniles.
It has, yeah. All the money's this morning's for Land of Hope and Glory, who managed to win first time up, beat the well-backed Dermot Well-trained Kitten Loves Roses. But I must admit, even though he was workmanlike and did it well enough, wasn't absolutely bowled over with that performance. I think he's a type that'll improve, and don't get me wrong, he's got a chance here, but the handicapper's given a mark of 90, which, you know, it's fairly severe enough for me, and the form looks fairly average. At the second Alaska Sun got beat when it went back to Galway, Kitten Loves Roses got beat since. Basically, 6 horses have run out of that race, and not one of them's got play. So, you're a brave man if you take 11-10, 5-4, whatever price it is this morning. I think that's a shocking price myself, because this is quite a hot little nursery. They always are. They're always well contested, these premier handicaps. And I do think there's a couple of horses at the prices this morning worth taking on the favourite with. I think if you muck around with them each way, perhaps both of them each way and one of them's in the frame, at the very least, you're going to get most of your money back. And the speed figures are pointing me in the direction of 2 horses here. Jefferson Davis, second in that good premier nursery down in Tipperary today, behind Tashkin Ashunta. That race has run at a good pace, and I fancied Whiskey Sour in that, and he was basically brushed aside by Kevin Prendergast's charge. We know he handles cutting the ground as well. That was the second time that he's raced on a softer surface. He goes really well in the visor. And he's just one of those hard-knocking types that you can basically set your clock by. So I think Jefferson Davis will run well. And the other one's Minchai. Now, he had some very good form early on this season, and he was sent off 5-4 favourite at Leopardstown 2 starts back. But unfortunately, he bumped into Painted Cliffs for 1, and he faded so badly that he ended up finishing 6th. Now, he's subsequently been gelded. They've taken the blinkers off, and that worked the Oracle when he was well back the other day at Bellystown on ground similar to this. And he stayed the trip really well. It was a very fast time. He went a good gallop that day. So he's obviously come of age with the operation at hand. And he hasn't got a bad mark here for his first nursery off a mark of 83. So I do think the favourite here is a nice horse, but I just wouldn't take 5-4 about him. I just don't think he deserves to be that short. Whereas Jefferson Davis and Minchai definitely represent the value.
OK, a couple then, Jefferson Davis and Minchai in that 5:10 for Andy. We'll move then to the final race of the day from Nace coming up at 5:40. We've got a mile filly's maiden to look forward to here. Co-favourites of 3 at the time of recording. Thassle Abbey, Duchess of Florence and Vintage Charm are all 4-1 vying for favouritism. Eagle Valley is 5s from 8. 6-1 for Out of Context. Rainfall Radar is 7s price. And then it's 14-1 or bigger for the rest of them. Plenty of these at the head of the market have good chances, Andy.
Yeah, I thought this is quite a weak maiden. One or two exposed sorts, dodgy profiles. There's no real big representation from the big guns. So it might be a little bit of an unsung one that comes up trumps here. And I'm going to go with Tracy Collins' Eagle Valley, who ran a night-catching race in a hot race on the figures back in early August. Went the way of Octavia, who was given a good ride by Connor King. But you definitely needed to be handy that day, as is often the case on firm ground at Nace. If you get too far back, then you haven't got much of a chance. But I thought from its mid-division sit, Eagle Valley ran with a good deal of promise. I certainly expected to finish a good deal closer to Vintage Charm on this occasion, if not turn the form around. And as the sort of like the prices are this morning, you can get a decent each-way bet about Tracy Collins' charge. She's a filly by Master Craftsman as well, and most Master Craftsman's offspring would want a little bit of cut in the ground. They're quite heavy top types, and they do hit the ground quite hard, so that firm ground might have been a little bit too quick for it on that occasion. So with the big expectancy very much forthcoming, hopefully, Eagle Valley should run a nice race for us in the last.
Eagle Valley for Andy then, and that has been the money horse this morning for Tracy Collins and Pat Smullen. Just run us through, please, one more time, then the whole card at Nace and your selections, Andy.
Yeah, I'm hoping that the obvious autumn trends apply to the draw here at Nace when the ground's soft and the high numbers take advantage. And if that's the case, hopefully I'm right with Ulala in the first and Jalika in the second. Both of those two are well drawn and they're in form. They like the ground. Probably my best bet on the card at the price is this Rosa Tralee in the 3.25. She ran a real eye-catching race in a massively hot maiden down at Leopardstown on her debut. And I think she's arguably got the best form in the race, so I'm expecting big things of her. The 4 o'clock, if he wasn't drawn 16 of the 16 runners, then I think Blue De Vega would be a shoo-in here, but he has got a nasty track position to overcome. Hopefully he can do it, but if he doesn't, then Mizar is the one most likely to take advantage. I'll go with the track specialist Joella from a nice stall position in the 4.35. Favourite looks terrible price for me in the 5.10, so I'm going to go with Jefferson Davis and Mint Chai each way against him. And in the final race, Eagle Valley ran an eye-catching race on debut, and hopefully he's learnt enough and she will improve enough to be a major factor again in the last.
Andy Holden's thoughts then on the Wednesday afternoon card at Nace. And you'll hear every race live today on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:50pm. We've got Goodwood, Redcar and Perth domestically with an evening meeting at Kempton. Kemp Hitson will be live at the track for us there. And the Irish card at Nace, of course. And you'll hear it all in the company of Gordon Brown, Chris Pimlott and Gary Capewell. Thanks very much for joining me on the podcast this morning, Andy. And best of luck at Nace today.
Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.